Be'ezer Hashem, tonight we're continuing with what we had discussed last night, and that is different tafshilim, different dishes that have dough and flour that are mixed inside, in terms of the bracha rishon and the bracha achrona. So says the Mechaber, we're in Simen Reish Ches Sif Gimel. Kishneisen kemach l'toich shkedim. Shaisen l'choy, this is a tesis in the beginning of Ketzah Mevarchin, that if one adds flour into a mix of almonds that was made for a chola. In other words, the chola was supposed to have an almond drink that has, I think even today, they believe it has medicinal advantages. But in order for the chola to make it easier for him to go down, so they would add kemach inside. Imos and kain kadeshi yisod alev, if it was made, though, to also satisfy that he should get a not only the necessary nutrients, but also to simply get the appropriate amount of grain inside, kadeshi yisod alev, that he should satisfy his hunger. But if it's there just as some type of devik, last night's example we gave was the rumor of licorice when we were children about Twizzler's licorice, that the dough is used simply as a binder. So then, ainim avarach bar min mizonos, then in such a case, it doesn't get a mizonos. And presumably, if it's the original shkedim, so then it gets a bar priyat. If it's a liquid shkedim, then I'll get a shahakal. V'tov lahachmir ulugamal v'tov chasul barach birchas matzu patur mimenu. And that's Tosa's conclusion as well. That Tosa says that one should be machmir because the shkedim falls into an in-between category, says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Aleph, that the shkedim are made lasos nami lisod, they're also done lisod, so they're made for both. On the one hand, it's eaten generally for its medicinal purposes. On the other hand, it's also done lisod. V'lachein kosher l'sharim hay kavanoso rak l'dabik, v'alkein tov l'hachmir, so in such a case, one should be machmir, and therefore, what should one do? Eat it b'sel chasuda, where they make hamotzi, and be exempt from it. Siv dalet. Achol dogon chai. If a person eats raw grain. Now, what that means, as we pointed out last night, the mechaber in Siv Beis goes out of his way to say that you make a mizonos only on wheat items that are smashed. If it's not smashed, so then in such a case, as we're going to see, it gets a bar pri adama. Why? Because on a wheat stalk, you would make a bar pri adama. The Gemara gives an example, Ketzav Avarchan, Hakoses Chita, Tom Sawyer. He chews a wheat stalk. So then in such a case, that's a picture of Tom Sawyer on the front of my Tom Sawyer book, that he has a wheat stalk in his mouth. So then that's forever indebted in Ketzav Avarchan, seared into Ketzav Avarchan. So achal dog and chayu asa kloyos or shalik v'hargar inin shleimim. We're surrounded by pure Eretz Yisraelikas who have no idea what we're talking about. V'hargarim shleim enim v'varech al bar priyadama. So then, in such a case, the bracha is bar priyadama ulachar of bar nefashos, and then afterwards you get a bar nefashos. So kosei schita, such a case is gets adama and a bar nefashos. Ah, this is very much halachal ma'isa, not because Tom Sawyer is halachal ma'isa, but every once in a while, when we see our children's English, we wish that they would be reading Tom Sawyer. But at the end of the day, Baruch Hashem, they're reading Lashon Kodesh most of the time. So why is it important if it's not Tom Sawyer? So the reason why it's important is because of granola. What's a bracha that you're going to make on granola? On the one hand, a lot of times, granola is simply the actual grain itself that is parched in an oven. Sometimes it's also bound together through bishul, but not the classic bishul that we learned last night, that you're mevashel these grains and then they fall apart. But rather, what happens is that you just simply add steam heat, and that's what binds them together. In such a case, there is a discussion in the poskim what bracha it gets. So it cuts as follows: Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal and Rav Yashiv and Rav Sharmer, Gesechet, Tzadik, and Levracha, were all of the opinion that, in general, excuse me, let me start again. Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal was of the opinion that the halacha is that it gets a ha'adama. And Rav Shlomo Zalman held that not only does it get a ha'adama when it's parched in the oven, but even in a case, and here I put the other, I mentioned the other two names of poskim, here's where they disagreed. Shlomo Zalman felt that even if it was heated through steam, so then in such a case as well, it wouldn't qualify as bishul. On the other hand, Rav Yoshua Scheinberg felt that the moment in which it's heated through the process of the steam itself, and it's bound in that way, so then in such a case it would have a din bishul, and it would get a mezonos. So to this day, it's a big discussion. And amongst the poskim, it would al regel achas. Even though our Messiah comes from Reb Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, it seems to me that granola today. I don't think that there's much of a difference between a granola bar. I'm not arguing halachically for a moment. A granola bar and any other bar that you have, people eat in the exact same manner. In other words, it serves. And the same nutritional value, it satisfies in the same way, whether it's a granola bar or another type of, not talking about chocolate bar, but there are bars that people eat that are cookie bars, you know, something like that. So then in such a case, people eat them in the same manner. Yes, it happens to be that one is one with the grain never broke apart, but it does go through the same process of bishul, and I think that was part of Rav Yashiv's argument, that at the end of the day, if there's any type of bishul that it goes through, so then in such a case it gets mezonos. We have no place to disagree with our grand Rebbe, but at the end of the day, there is a lot of room to say that once it goes through some process of cooking, it'll get a mezonos. The other, diun, that takes place, go ahead.
Loose granola?
I'm sorry?
Loose granola, though? You buy in a bag?
Loose granola, so then it presumably is dependent on the same machlokas, but I think the loose granola really doesn't have much weight to stand on in terms of mezonos, because it doesn't go through this special process. So it would seem that the majority of poskim hold that in such a case it would get a dhamma, presumably, again, provided that it doesn't break apart, that it's not broken apart. The moment in which the grain is broken apart, so then that becomes a totally different ballgame. Because if there is a bishul process that causes the grain to break apart, so then the halacha might be different. One needs to look into the metzias, exactly how that's made. There's another, maybe you'll help me out with the English over here. I know it also by its brand name. As kids, we had sugar puffs. Puffed wheat, that's what it's called. Puffed wheat. A puffed wheat as well is a very similar type of shiloh, because the wheat itself is not broken apart through bishul, and therefore what's called today modern Hebrew as well as shalva, I think they call it. So in such a case, there are many who say that the halacha is that that it gets a hadama. The one, this was the opinion again of Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, Rav Scheinberg, and others that all said this. If you want to look up some of these halachas in the Vizos HaBracha in Perek Yud Beis, Amud 105, you have Rav Shlomo Zalman's shita collected over there, and it's discussed in they also have in that sefer. I saw many years ago his position of in the same bracha about granola as well. As far as the puffed wheat is concerned, so the only dissenting view who argues that it could be that it would get a mezonos was Ramesha. The Ramesha took is a mechudesh position. He argued that if you raise it up, that if you improve on the flour item, and you turn it into an improved food, so then in such a case, he was mechadesh that it gets a mezonos. That's quite a chidush. It's quite a chidush. The pashtus is, certainly, Rav Shlomo Zalman wouldn't accept that even granola, that's entirely being transformed. You eat it as a granola bar, just like a cookie bar. But Rav Moshe argued that once you're ma'ala it, so then in such a case, it gets a bar mina mezonos. So in America, there were some that made a mezonos, and the bracha achrona we're going to get to in a second. Zakte heilige mechaber. Achol dogen chaya wasa kloyos or shalot, vagarin in shalim, enu varech ele bar priyadam, ol achar bar nefashos. So it will get, these items will get a Hadama and the Bar Nefasha, skipping the Ramah for a moment. Vatosus Nistapku. Tosus in Lamed Zayin Amid Alpha Brachas had a fascinating suffix. Im Yivarech Lachra Bachame and Shalosh. Tosis' suffix was that it could be a fascinating chakira. Does everything that gets an alamichya always have to get a mazonos before it? Or no? It's possible to have something with a different bracha rishon, like a bar priyadama, but since it satiates, then you make an alamichya. And we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be here in Eretz Yisrael. Even though got a adama, so this was a suffix of Tesis, and Tesis' shita was that one should rely you should eat a b'soch hasuda. So bottom line is that meikur d'dina we follow the first day. This is a stam and a shita yichida, but at the end of the day, it's a fascinating chakira that Tosis raises. The Ramah says, So the Ramah adds that actually Tom Sawyer would not make, could very well be a bar pri adama, by simply chewing on the straw. It had to be some type of chitin that was roi lechel lekach. If it's not normal to eat it raw as a vegetable, like granola is, so then in such a case, then you, if you make it edible, or you eat it, despite the fact that it's not the normal way of eating it, so then in such a case, it's going to get a shahakal. That's the hosafa of the Ramah. Finally, we conclude tonight with sifhei, flour. Flour just went matzah baking with Rabbi Yamin's alma mater, the Griskola, who just went matzah baking today. Fascinating things you learn about flour and matzah baking. So the Mechaber here, though, says just in terms of eating, if you wanted to eat it, so kemach afil shel chitim varchalav shahakal achra bar nefashos. So for whatever reason, a person was eating chitim, so then the bracha prior is shahakal bar nefashos. Lo shan nitchan dak dak, lo shan nitchan ktsas v'adayin yesh bo tam shel chitim, lo shan kemach shel klos. So always the bracha on flour is going to be a shahakal. All right, we'll stop over here. Oh, look at this. How can we stop with this? What's the bracha on shalant? How can you stop with that? So the bracha on shalant is a mezonos. The Dirshu points out that that because the beans add taste to everything, so then in such a case, adds taste into it, so then in such a case it's going to get a mazonos. Now the barley also will presumably break up in such a case. It needs to break up and everything needs to be mu'urav, but then in such a case it gets a mazonos. You know the great joke? We just had shalom tonight, they say, in our home. So they say, when does the yeshiva bachar eat shalant? Yeshiva bachar eats shalant Thursday night, Friday night, and Shabbos morning. That's a good yeshiva bachar. When does a good husband eat shalant? Shabbos morning, Sunday night, and Monday night. Baruch Hashem, it's Monday night. Tough.